Shmuel Aleph, Perakid Aleph, Pasuk Vav. And so Shaul in Givas Shaul has been told about the terrible threat to the people of Yavesh Gilad across the Yarden and the Transjordan, that the kingdom of Ammon is going to attack them and is demanding that they put out their right eyes and gouge them out. So Vatitzlach Ruach Elokim al Shaul Bisham Akisham O Eshazvarim O Ela. And so the spirit of Hashem rested upon Shaul as he heard these words, Vayichar apa ma'od, and Shaul became very enraged, very angry. So a spirit of strength or power came over Shaul. The Rambam describes this as the lowest or first degree of nevuah that an ordinary person can attain. As levels of prophecy go, it's a state of being completely under the influence of Ruach HaKodesh, which induces somebody to do great things. So it is said that Hashem's spirit rested upon him. This is mentioned at the beginning of Sefer Shoftim as a degree of prophecy that all the Shoftim managed to attain. Also righteous kings. Shaul, David HaMelech is going to have the same situation when he comes up against Goliath. The next level of Nevuah is a power resting on him that compels him to speak or write words of nevuah, or praise, or wisdom. And this, which is the next and highest stage of nevuah, is attained by very few people, the great Nevi'im Yeshaya, Yirmiyah. So this level of nevuah is the first stage, and this is the second time now Shaul is getting a level of nevuah. So clearly he is a truly great man. So although we will do some pop psychoanalysis of him later on in the Sefer, and many Rabbanim are reluctant to do that as well, because he is Shaul HaMelech on a level that we can't even imagine. But to try to understand it, I'm a fairly practical and bottom-line person, so I apologize in advance if anything seems a little dismissive. Chas v'shalom. These are truly great men, but we can only understand them if we understand them as human beings as well. The great thing about Judaism, I've probably mentioned this before, as opposed to Christianity or other religious texts, is that they are in a big hurry to make their figures supernatural and somehow above humanity. In Judaism, it is very much not like that. We see, as they say, warts and all. The idea of chet, the idea of a tzaddik falling seven times before he gets up, is integral to our understanding of what it means to be a great Jew. Is that there's a lot of risk and a lot of difficulty inherent in that. And failure is part of the game. As mortal human beings, that's going to happen. But it's what the great people do after that that counts. And now Shaul is going to act with greatness. So he took a pair of oxen and he cut them into pieces. And he's going to send them out to Klal Yisrael. And the lesson, according to just about everybody, is that all the limbs have to be attached to each other for a living being to survive and to succeed. When you have pieces of a living creature separated from each other, what you end up with is a corpse that has no life to it. So the nation only has life if all of Klal Yisrael is in unity, is attached to each other as limbs of the same body. When an enemy attacks one limb, the whole body rallies to defeat the invader. But if the nation instead looks at Yavesh Gilad as a isolated piece that's cut off, the result is going to be, the Malbim says, the same as this cut-up animal. We're going to be a dead carcass, and we can't afford that. And so all of Klal Yisrael we're going to see is going to come out, we'll see at the very end of the Pasuk, with great unity and united, feeling the suffering of each other, which is a tremendous thing that we saw during the Meha Shoftim was a real problem for the Jews. So he takes a pair of oxen, he cuts them into pieces, Vayishalach b'chol gul Yisrael, and in, unfortunately, reminiscent of Pilegesh Begiva, but in this case, oxen and not a human being, not a human victim, he sends out, and by the way, Pilegesh Begiva also brought great unity to Klal Yisrael. Alas, unity against one of our own tribes. But this message seems to be heard by us. And so he sent it out to all of the borders of Yisrael, b'yad ha-malachim lemor, in the hands of messengers, saying, Asher einenu yotze achare Shaul v'achar Shemuel, ko ye osel livkaro. Anybody who doesn't come out to follow Shaul and Shemuel, this is what will be done to his cattle. That's also a threat to people's private property. If you care more about your pocket, about your wallet, than about the security and safety of Klal Yisrael as a nation, you don't deserve to keep your property. And so that's a threat to hit the people where you know it's going to hurt in the checkbook. Vayipol pachad Hashem al ha'am. And so the fear of God fell upon the people, not the fear of Shaul, but the fear of God. So we see that they got the message and that the threat to their individual wealth was not what motivated them. It was the unity of Klal Yisrael, which in a sense shows to our goodness, despite the fact that we demanded a king too early, having a melech is going to be different from having a shofet. Vayetzu ki'ish echad, and there's that unity. And they came out as one man with all the limbs attached. And so we're going out to war against the Ammonim, and they had better be careful because that's what they asked for, and that's what they're going to get.